From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. A Montgomery police officer was arrested Friday for domestic violence. A woman told police that after an argument, 31-year-old Neil Flournoy kept her from leaving her home while he was armed with a gun. Police say the woman was not injured. The officer is charged with domestic violence and unlawful imprisonment. In Lee County, two women were arrested for trafficking over 3 pounds of meth. They were pulled over for a traffic stop on Highway 280. Deputies also found a small amount of marijuana. Stormy Rodriguez and Ashley Cooper are in the Lee County Jail on more than $50,000 bond each. In Wetumpka, this weekend marked 1 year since an EF2 tornado ripped through the city. Sunday, the community held a praise service to mark the anniversary. Wetumpka Mayor Jerry Willis says much of the damage has been cleaned up or repaired, but estimates it could take up to 2 years to fully recover. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. We've quote-unquote warmed up one more degree, but it's 34 now, but it's the wind chill, which is, let me scroll down here from the airport, which is at 24 now. It's the wind chill that is adding a bite to the air, and the winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour will make today's high of 45 seem a lot colder than it really is. So I think the parade is from 1 to 3 this afternoon, but there are some festivities in Montgomery starting right now here at the 9 o'clock hour on MLK Day. Tonight, most clear, very cold, overnight low temperature, low to mid-20s, coldest night of the season so far, more sun, mid-40s tomorrow, 23 Wednesday morning, into the low 50s Wednesday, still dry, chance of showers late Thursday, rain likely Thursday night into Friday. And again this morning, with a wind speed of 13 miles per hour, is it 13 miles per hour at the moment, and making that temperature of 34 feel more like 24. At 9:04. There's a lot of fours in there.
Indeed.
How
indeed.
Are you?
Cold.
Yeah.
Cold.
You got, and this is not a fashion thing today, the scarf thing.
No, it's very, very functional.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I thank God. Thank you, God. This is not just hyperbole, just thank you, God, for heated seats. I really appreciate it.
Heated seats, and I've also got the heated steering wheel, too.
I'm not living on that.
Yeah,
not
high that's pretty
I'll
cool.
I'll get there, though. It's a good thing to aim for.
Oh, and I can turn mine on 10 minutes before I get into the car, and it's all toasty.
You're putting me to shame. I thought I was living in the lap of luxury. Okay.
Well, stay warm today. You got a lot of hot topic
today. Well, you know, not much going on. And what we do, of course, is we're right on the eve of the impeachment trial truly beginning. Right. We'll be getting into all that. Mm-hmm. And I think the founders on purpose designed the Senate and the tradition of the Senate to be incredibly boring.
Yeah, right.
On
right.
purpose.
Yeah. The most exciting thing is the Senate. Have you ever had the soup, the black bean soup? Have
yeah.
you ever gone?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Have you been to the old Senate building?
The old Senate chamber where you supposedly, it's so perfect acoustics that if somebody was whispering in the front row, you could actually hear it, and they
right.
demonstrate that.
Right. Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah. And then I always notice, I've mentioned this all the time, the spittoons.
Yeah, true.
And they look very, yeah. very clean, yeah. I'd imagine, yeah. when it was actually being lived in and they weren't that clean.
It's a tiny chamber, sort of.
It really yeah, is. Yeah. Well, we didn't have that many states back then.
That's true.
Yeah.
Have a good show today.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you. Folks, News and Views begins in mere moments in this forthcoming hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Dan Black Studios is giving 40% off for all News and Views listeners on all videotape to DVD transfers. So turn those old stacks of old home videos that are collecting dust on your shelf, make it a new and exciting event, bring them into the digital future, 40% off for News and Views listeners. When you call 279-6036, 279-6036, thank you again to Dan Black Studios for being a sponsor this hour of News and Views.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Big show today. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. My co-host, Jack Campbell, will not be here today, but we'll have a lot of guests that you know and folks you don't know dropping in. I believe at 11 a.m., final hour of this program, we'll have a Libertarian candidate for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. Should be an interesting discussion. I've followed the Libertarian Party from afar. I've never been a card-carrying member. I consider myself a little L Libertarian. His name is Adam Kokesh. He'll be joining me at 11 a.m., the final hour of this program. Should be a fascinating conversation. I actually remember Adam from years ago, so it'll be nice to meet him finally in person and talk to him about his campaign to be the Libertarian Party's nominee for president. But we're in a weird constitutional moment right now, which will make the conversation with Mr. Kokesh so interesting and so much fun, is that right now, given that we're on the eve of the Senate impeachment trial, we should be really looking at our Constitution. We should be thinking about the role of not only executive power, legislative power, judicial power. We should be looking at government itself and what government is all about. And as mentioned at the end of last week, the president has named Alan Dershowitz, you know, the guy who defended OJ, as well as many others. You've seen him on TV. Guy who voted for Hillary Clinton. But ever since Trump was elected and ever since we got going with the Russia collusion narrative and now on to this impeachment process, Alan Dershowitz has been, strangely, a strong supporter of the president, though it's not really about Donald Trump. It's about the Constitution. And one of the things Alan Dershowitz is saying these days, and actually has been saying for quite some time, is that even if the Senate proves that Donald Trump, president of these United States, abused his power, that's still not an impeachable offense. Now, if we're going to have such a low hurdle to jump over, essentially any president, if you look back in modern history, if not to the beginning of the Republic, and probably it wouldn't take too much, you don't have to be Nostradamus to prognosticate what's going to come in the future if this is the standard by which we impeach presidents. Now, if that is the standard, if we want to retroactively impeach all sorts of presidents and just keep impeaching presidents over and over again to any House or any Congress's desire, so be it. Not going to make me cry. But I think it's not necessarily a great standard or road that many people actually want to go down. In the end, folks, this is all politics. it's all BS, and it's bad for you. Though it does take away from the incredibly boring presidential debates on the Democratic side of the aisle. How boring indeed. But this Sunday, Alan Dershowitz said on CNN State of the Union, enemy territory, some would consider. Though I saw something this weekend that Larry, Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC, was saying that CNN has too many Trump people on their network. Really? Well, that's... At least, you know, Lawrence O'Donnell is straight up progressive against Trump. You know where he stands. But for him to suggest a third of CNN's staff is heavily in favor of Trump on air. Okay. Okay, Larry, what you been smoking? Because if it's that good, mail me some. Once it becomes legal in the state of Alabama, only then. Don't mail it to me beforehand, because that would be very, very naughty. But here's why this matters. Dershowitz said he will, in his oral arguments at the trial, contend that the House can only impeach a president who has committed criminal-like conduct, not political charges such as abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Now, Adam Schiff said on ABC's This Week, this Sunday, that Dershowitz's argument is an absurdist position. You know, I'm going to take Alan Dershowitz over Adam Schiff any day. Just, you know, arguing from authority here. And again, the Democrats keep saying this. The facts of this case are not contested. Then what the hell are we doing here? They keep saying that the case has been proven and the president should be removed. Then why do we need to call more witnesses? Just to pile on? I mean, dogpile was a fun game when I was in elementary school, but I don't know if I really want to have that image of all these old people that pass for senators. I mean, some of them are a little younger, dogpiling on top of one another. It just doesn't sound right. So, of course, all sorts of people are saying Alan Dershowitz is wrong, but Dershowitz has a point. If you look at pretty much any president in modern American history, they abuse power. And isn't that interesting? You look at the last three presidents now. George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and now Donald Trump. And all three ran on a more humble foreign policy in the case of W, or no more wars of choice in the case of Obama, or bring the troops home in the case of Trump. And all three, once they became president... Well, Trump is yet to be seen. But let's say W and Obama. W's foreign policy wasn't a humble foreign policy, and he could, I think, make a pretty good argument that 9/11 happened. We had to do something. But 9/11 and Iraq war does not make, my humble opinion. You look at Obama's presidency, no more wars of choice. Then he chooses to put more troops in Afghanistan. And then he starts that war of choice in Libya. And they overthrow the government in Ukraine, which, you know, there were some local people who wanted to do something there, but there were also plenty of American operators on the ground there. Oh, now I'm spouting Russian propaganda. I'm waiting for the check, Vladimir! I mean, and you could go into Libya and the aftermath of Libya, as I just mentioned, but also Syria, the whole Arab Spring. All sorts of stuff that Obama did. So it was all talk. And Trump, I think his instinct is to pull the troops home, but he hasn't quite pulled it off yet. He also seems to want to project strength. And this is the problem with where we've gone. Just on the foreign policy front, just on promises made by presidential candidates, then presidents, and looking at the idea that, yes, Congress must declare war. You could just say all sorts of presidents have abused power. If you really want to look at it, that's the case. And what we, the American people, have agreed on, and maybe it's wrong, is that, yeah, a little bit of abuse of power. It's built into the system. Government's corrupt. Politics, you know, sometimes is a necessary evil. And unless it's really, really, really bad... Let's not impeach the president over it. We'll just have this little thing we called an election. Now we just call it arguing over who's going to manipulate the minds of Americans. Because that's the latest thing today. And I actually have a gentleman's disagreement with some of my friends over this. But the histrionics over social media, or the outrage and foaming at the mouth over Russian manipulation. You know, if you can show me, whether it's Richard Epstein arguing about social media companies swaying 15 million votes if they all got behind one presidential candidate, or whether it's the Democrats talking about Russia, you know, buying a bunch of ads on social media or doing AstroTurf sort of protests and whatnot, or leaking information that was actually true about Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party. But all those are examples of election interference. They're swaying our elections to and fro, and we need American elections to be free and independent. Okay, but did the Russians actually change any vote tallies? Did Facebook or Twitter or Google actually go into the voting booths, into the polls, and change the votes counted? Was there a lost box somewhere that went missing for a while? It was stolen by the people over at Twitter. Maybe the Russians stole a ballot box or something like LBJ. No. No, what we're talking about here is that the American people, and this is what's so amazing to me, we love our democracy. We've got an election here in a few months. Isn't democracy great and grand? But it's almost like people on both sides of the aisle, the elites who are elected and not elected, but they have high profiles in media and whatnot, academia, they're essentially admitting that the American people are so stupid that Russia and social media can manipulate them like cows, like cattle. Just look at our ads here on Facebook and vote for who we want. There's such bovine thinking on the part of the American people. We are led any which way by the nose, by social media. That's essentially the argument going on, that the American people are so wise that they're, and so brilliant that they're able to elect public servants, politicians, to then turn around and regulate us because we're so dumb. This is what drives me nuts, folks. Politicians will say this all the time, and true believers in democracy will say this all the time. The American people are smart enough to elect their public servants, but they're too dumb to govern and have their own free lives. No, the government must step in to help you dumb little people and manipulate society. Which is it? Because I think actually picking a representative is much more difficult. And really, there's less accountability than it is, say, balancing your own checkbook, making sure the mortgage or the rent is paid on time, all the overhead bills, whether water or power. Well, what type of job do I want? Do I show up on time? Am I faithful to my friends? To my loved ones? Am I a person of integrity? I think these things in life are much more difficult in the long run, but they're very simple, and you just have to do them day after day. As far as will this guy I vote for, say, in March, whether it's Jeff Sessions or Tommy Tuberville or Bradley Byrne or any of these, this lot, or Doug Jones, do we really know that it will turn out to be a good thing for the people of Alabama, to be a good thing for Joey or Dan or Greg? It's very difficult to know. It's kind of a shot in the dark. And I guess you can trust Tommy Tuberville. You can trust Jeff Sessions that they'll be team players. Bradley Byrne will be a team player. They have their ideas. They won't completely throw the people of Alabama under the bus. And I just find these contradictions going on within our politics are almost too much to bear. And this constant argument over process, it's like what I said to Rich Thomas. I think the rules of the Senate were designed to be so boring that nobody would pay attention. And some, it seems to work. You know, all these justices and judges that have been confirmed by the Republican Senate as nominated by this president, lots gone on. So we'll see. But this seems like the wheels are kind of falling off when it comes to our politics. Life in general is great. More and more people lifted out of extreme poverty every year. Billions of people in the last decade or two. Remarkable stuff going on in the world of technology, social progress, whatever. Take your pick. It's an amazing time. Not a better time to be alive as a human being than today. But when you look at that fact, not a better time to be alive as a human being than today. And then you look at how people talk about society and how they want to govern their fellow man through the political process on these of all days, Martin Luther King Day. I just find it bizarre. If we have it so good, why do we complain so much? 272-9228. And as far as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you know, I've mentioned this before. I've got this big, thick book. It's called A Testament to Hope. It's a collection of Dr. King's writings. Many of them are quite moving. And then when I look at the Montgomery Advertiser this morning, they talk about one of the big things Dr. King wanted to do, and he did, was to have support for the poor from the federal government. He said this in one of his last speeches here in Montgomery, calling for the federal government to provide jobs and all sorts of things. King was, in fact, talking about redistribution of wealth, writer Gerald Posner said in PBS's 2010 documentary, American Experience. He was talking about passing money down and shaking up the system. See, and that's what baffles me. How is the federal government providing people jobs and sustenance, freedom? Could make an individual's life better, sure. But I'm sorry, freedom is not just getting what you want, and freedom is not. Stop. Please, America, stop conflating it with agency. Just because you're free doesn't mean you'll be able to do all sorts of things. And if we actually look at poverty, say, 50 years later, things have gotten better. I'll put it this way. I would rather be a poor person today, as difficult as that may be, especially with children, than I would want to be a poor person, say, 50 years ago. Why? Well, because, number one, we have all sorts of government support programs, and we still have poverty. Funny thing, folks, when you look at these poverty statistics, like this front page article in the Montgomery Advertiser, a lot of these poverty statistics don't take into account all the money the federal government gives. But even when you count like all the assistance programs given by the federal government, many of the things Dr. King wanted in place, 40-something, maybe more, million Americans are defined in poverty. Now, are we just measuring income? Yeah. Are we following a person's life to see when they're in poverty, when they get out of poverty? I tend to want to focus on the big things. Like, are we equal before the law? Are we free in this country to do what we want? And I feel and believe and think and can make the argument that jumping into the arms of the federal government and having this federal government take over more and more aspects of our lives in the name of helping people and lifting up people, the more divided our society is going to be. Yes, life is pretty good. And again, I'd rather be below the poverty line today in 2020 than, say, in 1970 or the late 60s. And I'd rather be poor in the late 60s than I would, say, in the 1880s. Because progress is happening, slowly but surely, but it's not the thing that gets noticed. So we'll get into this impeachment process. We'll get into what's going on locally for Martin Luther King Day. But largely, I find myself looking at our politics and shaking my head. And reminded the ghost of George Carlin's over my shoulder saying, "Joey, it's all BS and it's bad for you." Well, maybe so, George, but there's a lot at stake here. And I think if we could actually see how good life is, actually see that we are, in fact, capable of helping out our fellow man and taking care of one another without having to run to the federal government, then we can actually figure out what's dividing us so much. More power in D.C., the more that swamp takes in under its control and province, the more divided it will become. Because it's simple. When people fight over power, they tend to do nasty, nasty things. If you don't believe me, just watch this Senate trial coming up. Just watch this presidential campaign coming up. It's the nature of the beast. 272-9228, 272-9228. Flying solo here today, kind of a last-second thing. So if you want to call in, go wherever you like. 272-9228, 272-9228. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Be right back.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Pros, for your next electrical job, start with Lowe's, because whatever wire the job requires, we have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go when you are. Even better, we'll also save you 15% on your next purchase of 10 or more rigid, EMT, and PVC electrical conduit and fittings. Order at lowesforpros.com and pick up in store, where our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Whatever you need to get this job done, and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 126 U.S. only.
David Little, Tucker Pecan's in the house. New Year's underway and a big sale going on right now down at Tucker.
This is that time of the year we all love, when everything at Tucker Pecan is 50 to 75% off, with the exception of the pecans and candies. But, I mean, if you need jewelry, purses, jellies, jams, anything like that, or any kind of great gift, we have it at Tucker Pecan from 50 to 75% off. And there's still a lot of great items left in the store that you can come by and pick up. And you know what? Hey, everybody's always having a birthday or just a thank you, or maybe you forgot somebody. Well, you know what? We've got your gift at Tucker Pecan, and it is 50 to 75% off. You will not find that anywhere with the selection that we have at Tucker Pecan. Corksicles, all kinds of great corksicle items, all kinds of great gifts. Anything you can imagine, we have on sale at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. You want to get in on the program, 272-9228, 272-9228. This part of News and Views brought to you by Yellowhammer Restaurant, the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company over at 7725 Averett Drive here in Montgomery, Alabama. That's just off of Taylor Road. If you're going south on Taylor Road, right off of Vaughn, about a four-tenths of a mile, you turn at a little sign, it'll say Billingsley's Place. Keep going behind the first shopping center, strip center, and then right there on your right will be Yellowhammer Restaurant. They're now open Monday through Sunday, normal hours, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. However, I do have to be, full disclosure, they're closed today for the MLK holiday. But check them out bright and early tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I mean, start your day off with a big stack of farmhouse pancakes or some biscuits and gravy, maybe a loaded grits bowl, all your favorite breakfast foods thrown in one bowl. Oh, so good. But lunch is great, too. Always look for the daily meat and three menu. Always something great there. Options are wonderful, and all the chefs over there were taught by their grandmothers, so you know it's going to be really, really tasty. It's in the family, folks. I personally love, though, the Yellowhammer burger, a Sterling burger topped with a fried green tomato, bacon, pepper jack cheese on a Kaiser roll that sucks up all the juices. It's so good. So good. So stop by Yellowhammer Restaurant today. Well, not today. They're closed for MLK Day. But stop by tomorrow, whether it's bright and early for breakfast or for lunch. You will not be disappointed. In fact, you'll be going back again and again. You want to give myself and Jack Campbell a big old hug for sending you there. And be sure to tell the staff that Joe and Jack from News & View sent you. Yellowhammer Restaurant, 7725 Averett Drive. Check them out today. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. Talk to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Good morning, Mr. Joey. Kind of just touching on what you've been saying about the president and how social media couldn't inspire us to change our minds. There's only two ways Donald Trump got into the presidency. It's either Cambridge Athletic took Facebook and took the the voters that vote for the president. What's the voter? Not the our vote.
Delegates.
Delegates. If they didn't go to the delegates and start like right there beside them, like their wives or their husband, whichever one it is, and not them themselves, and work their way out into the family and make it look like that everybody in the world, you know what I mean? It changed so fast, you know, within that year that he was going to be a joke, and then all of a sudden he was going to be the president. And this it's more to it than just he was speaking to the common man. I don't believe that that is it, but that is only one of the ways. The other way is that the deep state once you got so much money that you got more money than, you know, 150 years that all your family could play on, never have to deal with the regular people, go anywhere you want to. What excites you in life? The next thing is politics. This is the game they play. The money is out the door. I mean, these folks don't care about Donald Trump stopping the war. I mean, they do it 200 years down the road because their money will be gone. But right now, this is what they want. I think turmoil, they stuck this. If the Cambridge Athletic did not get this man elected, then these deep state let this man put him in place to cause this ruckus between us, to get us an uproar. And then this fake fight you see between, you know, the two candidates about a woman winning. They fishing to show each other, and they're going to pull Hillary Clinton up and put her on the front line. And I just want everybody to know Donald Trump is not our savior. He is not going to save us.
He's an imperfect vessel that will do some things people really like that I think will largely be good, but he'll do some things that... Or we'll continue the status quo. I don't think he'll fix all the problems, and he'll do things that'll, you know, make people angry. And I'm not talking about the people who are professionally angry at Donald Trump. I'm talking about Trump voters. He'll probably see things, I didn't like him doing that, but I'm not completely done with him. And also this game, we're kind of forced into it, especially in now 2020. It's like it's a team sport. Which team are you on? And you can sit out and just kind of observe the game, but if you're going to play the team sport, you pick a side. And you fight for what you believe in with imperfect people. And, you know, right now you look at the Democrats, and I don't really know what they stand for. Though I look at Trump, and he hasn't, like, let's bring the troops home, man. Let's actually get control of the debt and deficits. Let's do these things that we've been wanting to do for years. I think a deal could be made on immigration, a good deal, a very good deal, that may not make Ann Coulter or even Laura Ingraham happy, but it would be a deal that's been staring the U.S. Congress in the face for two decades. So I think there's a lot that could get done, but it goes back to what we've talked about before, Randall, and what we've really need to focus on. At best, it hit me watching the Democrats, Randall. At best, they might make your life a little more convenient. At best, it could be much worse. But really, what changes your in your life that matter the most, that affect you the most, are the ones you put in place. Or maybe a family member or friend helps you put in place. But it's the more personal, every day-to-day decision that will actually change your life. Not who's in the White House, not who's in the Senate, not who's in Congress. Those things are important, but they're not as important as the day-to-day decisions you make for yourself. And that's what a free society and a free people should be. So...
Yeah, and I just saying we got 4 years to reach out to our brothers, to whoever beside us. Cause this, I mean, what we found out, this man has brought the light. This is a true thing going on. This brought it to the forefront. Now, either we can stand back and hope that in 4 years Donald Trump just stops this altogether, which he cannot. There is no way. I mean, I think the Federal Reserve, the way when I break this on down, like I told you a while back, I want to start right now because this is on my heart. I want to tell everybody I would never, ever, I'm never going back and researching nothing in Hebrew. I'm not switching nowhere. I'm not seeing where, I don't care. I mean, people, Catholics, y'all please, you know, study like y'all studied, Protestants, study like you studied, you know what I mean? God just wants you to know he's there. And everybody, if you took a Catholic to say, hey, come over here to the Baptist side, so his way of life, his way that his family brought him up is not going to match. So we just think, if I ever said anything to make anybody say anything, think any way for God about the Bible, to look at it different, don't. Just stop what you're doing. Just pray to the Lord. Just enjoy the life and study what you know, what you've been passed down, because that's all he cares. He knows what's in your heart. Don't try to go back. And I did. I've got too involved in going back to here. I want to tell you right now, I'm done with the Catholic and Protestant thing, and I just want to fix what we can fix here and now. And that's between us for people. Yeah. And we got to, Joe. I'm telling you, I'm gonna start over.
Yeah, just get to know
I burned all my books. Yeah, and I burned all everything. I want to start all over. I want to start a little class. I want to bring people along with me and show them how every circle, like when you get to, like we think Congress runs everything. Well, Congress thinks, you know, they're the end. The people in Congress know what's next. You know, the circle just keeps getting deeper and deeper. And when you get in that circle, you think that's the end circle. Well, you know, it don't ever stop. It goes all the way to international banking. And they the ones that really run everything. That's why they can make somebody in Iraq do what they want to make it look like that Donald Trump's doing is not right. And it's just a game to them because they got more money than they know what to do with. So politics is how they play with us. And we got to learn that part. Cut the TV off, grab somebody by the hand, and study this stuff for what it's at. I just want to say, man, if somebody reached out to me I ain't never met that said, watch, you know, we talked about God and false prophets hit my mind, and I have been studying. And I shouldn't have been doing that. And I'm sorry for anything I've ever said about God. It twisted anybody's mind. Please, with Donald Trump, I think it was put in place to make us brawl, make us fight, so they can come in and say, the government, I can save y'all. Y'all just follow me. Turn your guns in, and we're going to make everybody love and happy.
Randall, I appreciate it. We'll have more time and more days to talk. I appreciate the call. And the good thing about living in a city of 1,000 churches, if not more, is there are plenty of people more than willing to give out forgiveness if you feel like you've done something wrong. Oh, that's the voice of Eddie Bader.
Hey, Joey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thank you for showing up on such
short notice. My pleasure, man. Yeah. My pleasure.
272-9228, folks, if you want to get in. Virginia braces for massive gun rights rally. I don't even understand what the point of rallies is. They usually get co-opted by extreme dopes on the left and the right to make their dumb points.
Right.
Like, I was about to say, when has ever been marching with signs changed everything? And then I remembered, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Joey.
Take that all in.
But actually, I think that's the interesting thing, is Dr. King and many others, like in the paper today, they were talking about Dr. Abernathy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Their movement, their civil rights movement, bus boycott here in Montgomery, so many other things they did, was so effective, especially the marching, the demonstrations, that a lot of people have tried to copy it. They're like, if we could just capture that spirit, that vision, the delivery of the message in particular, the example,
the nonviolence.
If we could just capture that with our cause and our movement, we'll change the world too. I'm like, it's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
Everybody's a copycat, I guess.
But there was a lot more passion then, too. I mean, I know everyone's passionate about, you know, their own ideas and views, but I think the country was ready for it then. I'm glad it's over with. I'm glad that everyone has, especially here in Alabama, that's the thing that's so different than the rest of the U.S. We've all accepted that and moved on. And in the rest of the U.S., they still think that Alabama is as backwards, where, you know, certain people, races live on certain sides of the street and that kind of thing. And it's funny because we are as diverse as any other city I've ever been to.
Right. Right, and I haven't. It's diverse enough to where I haven't really thought about it. And then as I got older, people were like, "No, you're wrong for not thinking about it."
That's right. That's what's funny.
And I'm like, "All right, I guess I will think about it then." But like, I was scolded for not even thinking about it.
Yeah, being
like,
from here, we kind of know that. But you're right. I was the same way. I was reminded constantly. You know that what happened, you should be concerned with. Well, I'm proud of the fact that it happened here, and I'm proud of the fact that we've all accepted it and moved on. And everyone, black, white, yellow, red, it doesn't matter. Here in Alabama, we all get along, I think, better than most places in the U.S. There's still a lot of diversity here in Alabama, but when you go out to other places, especially out west, the diversity is not there.
Well, that's certainly true, especially outside the big cities.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Just how, well, that's most of life, really. Yeah. But here, we got to hit this break. 272-9228. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 to noon on a Monday, right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today. 799-1284.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change from last week. This week, we have a tiny taste of the Arctic. On this MLK holiday, a cold day, kind of breezy, high only in the mid-40s. Tonight, clear, very cold. Low temperature, low to mid-20s by dawn. Potential wind chill, mid-teens. Tuesday's high temperature in the middle 40s. We'll be down to 24 late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning. A little warmer late week, upper 50s on Thursday. Rain returns Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by LaCroix's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at LaCroix. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylaCroix.com today. That's acbylaCroix.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
License number 84417.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Pros, for your next electrical job, start with Lowe's. Because whatever wire the job requires, we have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go when you are. Even better, we'll also save you 15% on your next purchase of 10 or more rigid, EMT, and PVC electrical conduit and fittings. Order at lowesforpros.com and pick up in-store where our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Whatever you need to get this job done, and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 126 U.S. only.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I just share with Eddie a very wise piece of advice. Folks, don't mix extremely spicy hot wings with intimate times.
Yes.
To put it that way.
Yeah. You're getting older.
Not that that happened to me.
Well, it's, you're getting older and wiser.
Yeah.
Now you're starting to give out wise advice.
It's one of those things. Don't mix extremely spicy food if you want to be intimate with your significant other. Just saying. 272-9228. This hour of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 40% off for News and Views listeners on all videotape to DVD transfers for the month of January. Call Dan Black Studios today. 279-6036. 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios. Sponsoring this hour of News and Views. Let's go to the phone and talk to Ed. Ed, welcome to the program.
Good morning, gentlemen. You didn't have to put me on air for this, but where did you say the Yellowhammer restaurant was?
7725 Averett Drive.
I'm sitting right in front of it, and it is shut down.
Yes, as I mentioned earlier, it is closed today for the holiday.
Oh, you sure it's not closed for good?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just
pretty sure, sir, but I appreciate you the phone call. Appreciate it. 272-9228. Yes, they're just closed for today.
So, Joey, how was your drive down to Dothan?
Dothan, it was good. It was good. I went and, for folks who don't know, visited my brother, Will. He's my younger brother, the more responsible brother, though.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he broke his leg.
Whoa. Wait a minute, I thought this was the more responsible brother.
I know. But here's what I mean. Charity flag football. Flag.
Wow.
Football. And he planted the, you know, make a cut. And somebody hit him as he planted, shattered the leg where it connects to the knee.
Ooh.
Luckily, on his left leg, didn't break any, like, tendons, ligaments, or anything like that. But it did truly, the doctor said, we usually see this stuff in like a car crash.
Mm-hmm.
How did this happen? And he described it, and he said, that's a freak accident. Luckily, he's now on crutches, crutches in a wheelchair, and he doesn't have a cast or anything on it anymore. No boot,
really?
No support. It's completely exposed. You can see these nasty scars.
Oh, I bet. He's got some physical therapy, I imagine.
Yeah, but he needed some help, and it was good to be able to help him out. But, yeah, we cooked steaks, watched some great movies. By the way, folks, there are a lot of great movies this past year. I do like the superhero movies, mm-hmm. but I watched for the first time Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, how'd you like
it? The latest Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Really?
Yeah, and even if you're not a Tarantino person, folks, the gratuitous violence isn't until the end. And I don't care what you think about over-the-top violence, you'll be laughing your tail off.
Is that right?
Because here's what it is. It's an alternative history on the night of, I believe, the first Manson murders.
Oh,
where they
kill
Sharon Tate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a big wind-up to that night, where Manson's hippie mm-hmm. acolytes go in and kill Sharon Tate and her entourage. And it does a little swerve on you. It's an alternative history. Kind of like Inglourious Basterds is an alternative history of the end of World War II and killing all the Nazis. It's a really good movie. It's about kind of old Hollywood transitioning into new. I think a lot of people will like it. It's probably... It's up there along with Knives Out is one of my favorite movies of the year, by far. I mean, both really, really good movies. And, of course, wasn't Avengers Endgame last year? I mean, I like the superhero movies. I kind of dig those things. So, 272-9228. Did you see what the New York Times did?
No,
you know, editorial boards across the country do presidential endorsements. And usually when you endorse somebody, right... Like, say you were going to endorse somebody for Senate. You would say, well, I'm a Democrat. I endorse Doug Jones.
Okay.
I imagine in the Montgomery Advertiser editorial board is going to endorse somebody, they're going to endorse Doug Jones.
But of course.
But if you're a Republican, you're going to say, I endorse Tommy Tuberville, or I endorse Bradley Berner, I endorse Jeff Sessions.
Deep state.
I'm not deep state. No, I'm just giving a hypothetical.
Oh, I got you. Okay, go ahead.
I see what you did there, Eddie. But you can't come out, if you're going to endorse one of the Republicans, and say, I endorse Bradley Byrne and Jeff Sessions. No, pick one, you dopes.
Oh,
you only get one vote. I endorse Tommy Tuberville and Roy Moore.
These are top two?
Yeah, so what the New York Times came out and did this weekend, I saw the breaking news because for some reason I hate myself and I sign up for their breaking news alerts. They endorsed for Democratic presidential the nomination Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren.
Really?
They endorsed both of them. And I'm like, people can't vote for both people.
Right.
Which one is it? I'm an American. I'm not smart. I need the New York Times to tell me who to vote for. Now you're telling me to vote for both of them.
I still have issues people backing Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, she's
her
like
Indian
said,
name being hypocrite.
She's the fat free ranch of progressive politics. She's gross.
And no shame. Just, you know, I watched that clip again this weekend with her and Bernie.
The hot mic moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, they don't even come out and say, you called me a liar.
Right.
She comes out and goes, I think you called me a liar.
Right.
No, you called me a liar.
No. But it bothers me. The more I think about it, they call it a hot mic moment.
Yeah,
I don't think it was a hot mic moment.
It's contrived.
I really think it was contrived by
her
campaign.
Was in on it.
Yes,
she knew the mics were live.
Yeah,
the cameras were running.
Bernie didn't, and definitely the guy behind the third wheel guy, he didn't have a clue what was going on. Hey, I'm just here to say hello. See you guys.
And isn't it amazing that for a 2-hour debate or whatnot, that's all we're talking about?
Yeah,
and it's not just us, you know, yahoos on conservative talk radio. It's all sorts of folks out there. The mainstream media, they're talking about that moment where, so Senator Sanders, you're saying that you did not tell Elizabeth, Senator Warren, that a woman couldn't win the presidency.
Like, yes, that is correct. I did not say that.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders said a woman couldn't win the presidency? Well, I just disagreed. It's like that moment and then the hot mic moment afterwards. Contrived or not, That's all people are talking about.
Yeah, but did Bernie mean that a woman in general couldn't win, or maybe the woman that's running right now?
You can say a lot about Bernie Sanders. For instance, back in 1979, the Iranian hostage crisis, Bernie Sanders was like a bigwig in the, at least in his state, for the Socialist Workers Party.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the guy running for their presidential nomination was talking about how all the hostages are probably CIA agents.
Hmm.
You know, I think the blowback is real.
Yeah.
When we get too involved in all these wars abroad, it creates more problems than we solve. I agree with that logic.
Yes, yes.
But I think sometimes people go a little overboard on the United States is to blame for all the world's problems. That's a bit much.
That's the easy out. You know?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the mirror image of the United States can solve all the world's problems.
Right.
And I think, no, it's more like, how about we bring the troops home? How about you stop taxing and spending, taxing us so much, spending all our money even beyond the tax revenue you raise, and, you know, actually allow us to be free.
Boy, that would be nice, United wouldn't States. It?
Or men and women are questioning or... What a day it is.
I would love to have a tax-free month.
Yeah.
Where, excuse me, I'm not charged any taxes, and I'm not having any taxes taken out of my check. Just for one month.
Like a true tax holiday.
Right, tax-free month. Can you imagine what the economy
would
do? And
then maybe we can make it like 2 months.
Yeah,
like
we got to start somewhere.
I mean,
got a day.
Tax-free quarter.
Joey, you're talking crazy.
That
man.
Would be, like, how about the quarter where you are required to pay taxes?
Yeah.
No taxes that quarter taken out. That way you can use the money that you get tax-free for that quarter to pay the taxes for the other three quarters.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Not a bad
because
idea.
Because that's always a problem. The flow. You know, it's the flow.
Yes.
Money flow.
Yeah, it's
money
cash flow. Flow.
Talk
it's,
about cash flow.
It's cash flow, man. That's the same in real estate. It's all about cash flow, baby.
Well, I'm in a kind of a cranky mood this morning.
Okay.
And I just, income taxes are theft.
Yes, they are.
You know, if you want to talk about a use tax, like you use the road, pay for the road. You use a school, pay for it.
But we have a use tax on the roads when we buy gasoline.
Right. Right. And I don't like the recent raise in that rate by the state government. But at least it's like, hey, this money theoretically is going to roads and other infrastructure.
Yeah, but I saw a thing this weekend, maybe it was Friday, where the governor came out and said, hey, we got $7 million going towards repairs.
Yeah.
What is that, like 3 miles of interstate? You spent more than that on these stupid signs that you put on the bridges that say, hey, we're going to be repairing these bridges.
But, like, you can argue about that stuff. In my mind, like, income taxes, Eddie earns a certain amount of money, Joey earns a certain amount of money, and we just get to take it. For what? For all the things.
All the things.
The things. Like poverty solutions.
Yes.
Environmental problems. Dropping bombs on people.
All the
threatening
things.
Threatening to drop bombs. Like building bombs that we don't ever want to use, but just to scare people.
All the things you probably disagree with that we're going to do anyway.
All sorts of grants for different studies.
Oh, yeah.
It's just... Oh, and for your children's education that you don't agree with.
Right. And that's funny you say that, because of all the money that's spent, the worst money and probably the least money is on children's education. Our education here is horrible.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm at the point now where I get government out of the way.